to the moon was the first step. Staying there is our next ambition. With dozens of international public and private missions setting their sights on the lunar surface in the coming years. But the technologies we take for granted here on Earth, satellite navigation systems like Galileo or GPS, video calls, or even fast file transfer, are very limited on the moon. Since the Apollo program, very few lunar missions have managed to land successfully. We cannot have a sustainable lunar presence without reliable and autonomous communications and navigation. That's why ESA is working with its industrial partners on the Moonlight Initiative to become the first off-planet commercial telecoms and satellite navigation provider. Launched into space, three or four satellites are carried into the moon's orbit by a space tug and deployed one by one to form a constellation of lunar satellites. These relays connect to Earth via three dedicated ground stations, forging a data network that spans up to 400,000 kilometers. The constellation's orbits are optimized to give coverage to the lunar South Pole, whose sustained sunlight and polar ice make it the focus of upcoming missions. Moonlight will provide data capacities sufficient to serve these planned and future missions over the coming decades, with a navigation service that enables accurate, real-time positioning for all lunar missions. This is the Argonaut. This, or any lunar lander, could greatly benefit from the Moonlight program. With a simplified navigational subsystem, our lander saves mass, reducing cost and enabling other equipment to be carried. Its position is tracked in orbit and descent with accuracy of just a few meters, sending real-time telemetry and video footage to Earth as it touches down safely in its target area. It completes health checks and deploys its payload, whether that's supplies for the moon base or a science mission. A rover connects to the Moonlight network, either via the lander or directly to the constellation. Navigating autonomously, it saves huge operational costs, collecting lunar samples that can be brought safely back home again. The Moonlight system is designed to be scalable and adaptable. ESA is working closely with NASA on LunarNet, a new framework for lunar communication and navigation standards that ensures compatibility, so our global customer base can use the service for their own missions or deploy complementary technologies that could join and enhance the network. So perhaps before long, you could be using your roaming data allowance on the moon.